Can you hear me?
You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We locked and loaded each and every Friday. I'm on your midday dials, 98.5 WJYN. You already know how we coming, man, the hottest radio station in the tri-state area. I'm screaming it every time I go live, man. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend. You can find more information at uptownradiophilly.org, or you can go directly to reviveisalive.com. Make sure you click that link in the bio. It'll take you directly where you need to be. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, X, whatever you want to call it, at revive underscore POC. You can always subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as our newsletter to stay locked with everything we got going on here at Revive Radio. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter so you can stay locked as far as recaps, exclusive interviews, Revive gear, all that good stuff. I know Juneteenth is coming up. We actually still have our Juneteenth apparel up on the website. So if you want to cop some early Juneteenth merch, you know, to support us here at Revive Radio, to walk around really proudly on Juneteenth, man, make sure you represent the right way by going directly to reviveisalive.com, man, and shop with us today. But you already know I'm excited. We finally got this guy on the line. We got our monthly special today, man. We got the Captain Joel on the line with us right now. I'm excited. I'm from IUIC Philadelphia. It's been a while, but I think today's conversation is definitely going to make up for the time because there's a lot to talk about right now.
Can you hear
Yes,
me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I
Oh,
like your
okay.
setup and all that good stuff, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself for the people who just now listening, and then we definitely going to jump right into our conversation.
Hey, Shalom, it's good to see you as well. Good from hear from you as well. I know it's been some time. We've been having issues with the Instagram, but the devil ain't gonna stop us.
Exactly.
Hey, but my name is Captain Joel for Israel United in Christ. For those of you that don't know about Israel United in Christ, we're a faith-based organization that was started in 2003 from Bishop Nathaniel. With Israel United in Christ, we have over 50 congregations in the United States, over 8 to 10, I'll say more than 10 now, congregations in Africa. We have a congregation in India. We're building one up in Japan. Like I said, we just broke grounds in a Pacific island, the Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea. You know, we're all over the world. We have congregations in the UK, Europe, all over Europe. So, and one of our, like I said, mission statements is to, I'll say, to revive or redeem all sheep of the house of Israel, to wake up our people, so-called Blacks, Hispanics, Native American Indians, whose identity was taken away from them in slavery. Our core mission is to restore our people back into the true cultural heritage, give them a sense of identity. We also have a missing person mission. Oh, just to tell you about that real quick. We actually found one of the missing persons in Philadelphia.
Thank you for your help.
So we have a weekly mission that we go out there and we find it, go to the database and we look at all the missing kids or black girls, black children, any of our people, and we go out there on the streets, we hand out flyers and we search for them. And brothers were actually successful and we found one of the ch missing child. We contacted the parents, they were reported back to them safely. So all praise
Beautiful.
for that. We
Yes.
have community cleanups when we go throughout the community in filthy
We need
Philadelphia.
it. I'm about to say we need
Filthy,
it.
disgusting Philadelphia. But Lord willing, we could get everybody together when we do our next community cleanup. So we have the youth violence seminar as well when we go into the schools and we talk about violence. So that's just a basic introduction of Israel United in Christ and some of the things that we're doing.
For sure. And for those who are just now getting to know a little bit more about IUIC Philadelphia, that we have a monthly segment that we do with Captain, where he comes on and we talk about, you know, different topics that's going on in the world, but also, you know, some trending topics as well. But we start our conversations off with a word of the day, and the word of the day today is peace. It's a lot going on, so I wanted to, you know, just get your opinion and your definition on peace.
So peace in one aspect, in terms of world peace or
Just peace, the word peace. Yes.
peace.
Bring it
So
to me how you feel it.
yes. Okay. So there's two different ways we can handle peace. Now, there's peace. I don't know how to mute the silence of my Mac, but there's two type of peace that we're looking at. We're talking about world peace and internal peace. I'll start with the internal, then go to the external. So the internal peace is goes into Isaiah chapter 26 because there's really no peace on a day-to-day basis. I can speak for myself. I don't know about anybody else. But, you know, you got bills, you got problems. If you have loved ones, you worry about your loved ones. If anything bad's gonna happen to them, you always got worries and struggles. So there's really no internal peace within oneself, something that brings calm, that solace, that tranquility within one's spirit, one's soul. So this is what the Bible
That's because
shows.
we live in a world where a lot of things become
Chaos.
anxious, and people have, you know, anxiety.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to find that level of peace. And we're constantly going, working 9 to 5, pay bills on this. We pay a cell phone bill, police bill, house bill. It's so many different things going on. In this country, you cannot find any sense of peace with all the evil that's happening in this world. So check this out. This is the only peace that we can obtain while living in this current world. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So the only type of peace or internal peace that we could obtain outside of all the noise that is constantly staticking within our life is the scriptures. The comfort of the scriptures, the idea that one day there's going to come a point where everything that we're seeing, the chaos, the confusion, the war, is going to come to a conclusion, and that our people are going to be set up in a rightful position. We're not going to worry about the gang banging, the drug dealing, the killing, the stealing, the human trafficking within our community, because we're meditating on the kingdom to come, and that the kingdom is going to be built off of peace. So that's one aspect, is internalizing the scriptures within our thought process. Another form of peace, and I'll hit it from the secondary form, world peace. There will not be world peace. And what I mean by there will not be world peace until the Israelites are set back up into their righteous position. This is Isaiah chapter 2, verse, where am I? 2 verse, I'll start at 2.
And again, for those who go ahead, Captain.
Isaiah 2 verse 4. I'll start at verse 3, verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. So the mountain of the Lord's house is talking about the 12 tribes being set back up. When it says it shall be established on the top of the mountains, meaning the 12 tribes under the rulership of Jesus Christ is going to be the highest ruling government. Our mountain, our government, is going to be the top ruling government on the earth. It is going to be the only superpower in existence when Christ comes and set up his kingdom. And shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Meaning all nations, meaning talk about the 12 tribes, and everybody's going to obey us in the kingdom to come. Yeah, no more you a nigga, no more Trayvon Martins, no more Sandra Bland, no more police brutality, no more mass incarceration, no more drugs filling our communities, no more sex trafficking, no more exploiting our children or bad education, bad food. None of that's all that's gonna stop. When our kingdom's set up, nobody's going to take advantage of our kids or our people any longer when Christ returns.
But in order to do
It
that,
says,
Babylon must fall, though, right? In order to do that, right?
oh, Babylon must
Must
and will
fall.
fall.
Yeah, in order for that to happen.
Yes, but we got some time before that happens, and we got a lot.
And that's the scariest part. And Captain, I want
Yes.
to just ask you a quick
Yes, go ahead. Go
and
ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question about it, right? Because we're living in a time where, like you just described, it's hard to come by peace. And when people do get peace, it's tend to be thrown off because of the very fast society that we live in. So like as far as people being able to understand or interpret the things that you were just saying, like what is one way that you can break it down for people to understand it, in a very layman's term?
In terms of the aspect of internalizing your peace.
Getting to the peace, like being able to get to that mountaintop, Shout out, I actually got my Martin Luther King hoodie on today.
The one, like I said, you got to indulge yourself in the word of God. That's Romans chapter 11, 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in order to build up that internal peace and that faith, because the things that, if you're living in this world, you look at it, it says, okay, where's the final outcome? It doesn't look like it has any type of positive direction. And you can only see that it's getting worse. So for somebody that's looking at everything from an external sense and looking at the news and the community, you look at it, says it's it. You just look at even your current situation, the poverty that we experience every day. It's like no escape. There's no out. There's no end. You go, no matter what you do, how hard you work, how much you do, how much you contribute to society, it doesn't matter. It's like a dead end. And that's why you have to build up your faith. You got to study. You got to get to the roots of what's happening. You got to look at the world for what it is. You got to examine it. Why is it happening? And studying the Bible gives you the why,
The
the
purpose,
how, and
yeah.
the why. And it gives you, and it reestablishes your inner purpose and why these things are happening. And then you get, you develop that inner peace because now you know, and you know the outcome. So it brings a sense of tranquility because you're like, ah, now I understand why.
I appreciate that, and that's the word of the day. And I want to kind of move on really quickly.
Yes.
And I don't want to harbor too much over this because I got some more topics, but I couldn't, allow you to come on today and we don't address this situation right. Because one of the biggest themes, I should say, that's going around right now is what's done in the dark is coming to light, especially with
Yes.
what's happening with Sean Diddy Puffy Combs right now. And I
Sean did.
wanted to and I wanted to know your thoughts on that, because this is something that's been rolling out for a time since we haven't been on air. And I wanted to just ask you because this is a lot. It's a lot, it's a lot to unpack. It's a lot to talk about. But I wanted to particularly just talk about that, when it comes down to karma, when it comes down to, what's done in the dark is coming to light. I wanted to know your thoughts on that, especially because this is like prime time media right now. And I feel like just this time last year, we were actually indicting 47, so it's like it's crazy how these situations are unfolding.
Everybody has a potential to be a Sean Diddy Combs. And what I mean is his, like it says, his level of, I'll say the level, the things that he's been doing, people look at it and say, oh my God. But listen, everybody's doing some evil that they're ashamed of. And like I said, they'll point the fingers, but all those people, you think that they're not doing things that if they brought to the attention that they wouldn't be ashamed of? Yes, all of them, Cassie, everybody, all of our sins are going to be brought to the light if we don't repent and we don't fix it. The Lord will discover all of our secrets. And just to quote the scripture that you just mentioned, that's Luke chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "For there is nothing covered that should not be revealed, neither hid that should not be known." And the reason being, if you go to 2 Esther chapter 16, verse 62, it states, yeah. And the Spirit of Almighty God, which made all things and searcheth out all hidden things in the secrets of the earth. Surely he knoweth your inventions and what you think your hearts. Sorry. Surely he knoweth your inventions and what you think in your hearts, even them that sin and will hide their sin. Therefore hath the Lord exactly searched out all your works, and he will put you all to shame. And when your sins are brought forth, you shall be ashamed before men, and your own sins shall be accusers in that day. What will you do, or how will you hide your sins before God and his angels? So that's for people that's doing evil in the dark, taking advantage of people, using their finances or the money and power in order to manipulate people, coming from a lifestyle of poverty, knowing that our people are very covetous, because when you come from a community where you don't have anything and you have a media that's constantly, I'll say, flashing materialistic possessions, then that starts to become the God that we worship. And we develop a covetous spirit where, whereas we will sell or give up our own bowels or have ourselves exploited sexually or whatever way in order to get a piece of that power or that. The finances or the materialistic possessions that is being constantly portrayed. So Puff Daddy took advantage of his riches and his wealth and our people's poverty. And he probably also himself experienced trauma coming to the music industry. And those things were always in him. It was manifested. So the Lord exposed him. He never fixed it. He thought he could get away with it. He could use his power to manipulate people, exploit them, or take what's already inside people, which he knew, and bring it out of people, because he know that people are covetous.
And I can agree with that, right? And I think that, if you do wrong, it should be exposed. But I just wanted to take it a step further as far as just like we're seeing now a lot of black men who are, moguls or who have some type of power in the industry to actually help other black folks get in. It's destroying, just the representation of what it is to be black and have billions and millions of dollars. And I wanted to just touch on that last part with you before we move on to the next conversation. But when you think about what's happening to our millionaires and our billionaires every time they want a little bit of freedom or a little bit more of what they're experiencing, we see them falling to their detriment.
Yep, no, 100%. 100%. And check this out. This is Sirach, Ecclesiasticus and Apocrypha, chapter 14, verse 3. Because you would think that, okay, yes. There's two scriptures, actually, I want to just hit briefly on that. Now, riches, there's a scripture in Sirach, chapter 13, verse.
Because
One
there's a
second.
lot of white millionaires and billionaires that get away with so much worse, and I'm not comparing any crime, to being worse than the other, because a crime is a crime. But I'm just, thinking in terms of like how our black billionaires, millionaires continue, moguls, CEOs just continuously go down, based on these
There's a
continuous crimes.
reason. Because the reason why black people, black millionaires, you say the same thing. Well, the guy, I forgot what's the producer that's trained Puffy up, the guy with the glasses.
Andre Hero.
No. Okay, he's one of them. But the guy, I forgot his name, the old guy. They said he's rumored to kill Whitney Houston, whatever his name is. I forgot his name, but the point is, Puffy was being employed. This rich white man over Puffy. That's had having him do what he does or has had things done unto him. Now, the reason why this happened is specifically to black million, and you think, and you're right about that. Because a lot of these white people, like I say, these judges, these corporations that's or these lawyers that's going at the Puff, you don't think that they're doing the same thing? They're doing even worse? The difference is they had the power to conceal the filth or evil that they're doing. So these white judges, these corporations, these lawyers, Ciroc, whatever, that's bringing the charges, allegations against him, they're worse. They're way worse. They train Puffy the way he is. Well, I'm not saying that he hasn't always been evil, but he has a learned behavior at the same time. He's exposed in that industry, but this is the reason why it's hitting black people specifically. This is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And it first begin at us. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? So the reason why black millionaires, specifically mayors, not only millionaires, but mayors, executives, all of them are being exposed. Because why? We're the Israelites. We were given God's laws to keep God's laws, and we're supposed to be example, a righteous example to the world. So when we sin, our sins are that much more illuminated than anybody else. You say, well, white people do the same thing. White people steal, they do drugs, but why we do the same crime and not the same time? It's because you're different from everybody else. You are made like everybody else, and you were chosen above everybody else. Therefore, God is going to judge us for our sin. And that's the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1. The Lord doesn't deal with everybody the same way, and black people has to stop complaining and come to the conclusion, you're the Israelites, you forgot who you are, you're not keeping the laws, you're in sin right now, and that's why we keep on getting our behind handed to us. And this is Amos chapter 3, verse 1. It
So no, it
says,
don't got nothing to do with the skin color.
and it has to do with your nationality.
Yeah.
The Lord is using them to expose us. Well, skin color is a part of it because black is part of you being Israel. So,
And that actually makes me want to go to my next topic, because we got about like 12 minutes left, right?
yes, let me just
And
finish
when
one scripture.
all right, go ahead.
It says, hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. So that's the answer to the question. Why has this happened to black men specifically? Because God only know us. Out of all the nations that was created on this earth, he only dealt with the children of Israel. Therefore, he's punishing us and he's exposing us.
I'm going to drop the mic on that, because it's a lot to unpack in general when it
Yes.
comes down to that situation. But that makes me want to go to my next conversation with you today. And again, I appreciate you. You're listening to Captain Joel from IUIC Philadelphia. And recently on Sunday was Malcolm X Day. And I was having an amazing conversation with some folks while I was congregating during my thing on Malcolm X Day. And we were talking about black folks and how black folks can or cannot be racist. And I knew I had you coming up on the show today, so I wanted to bring up that topic and your thoughts. Do you think black people can be
No.
racist? I feel the same way. I feel like we could be
Hell no,
prejudiced.
we can't be
I feel like
racist.
we could be prejudiced, but I don't think that we can be racist.
Yeah. Listen, I talk about everybody.
Yeah.
Me talking has nothing to do with me actually having the power to act on the things that I'm talking about. I could express my discontent for someone or my discontent for what somebody does. And I might not like being around somebody. That's my personal opinion. And that's how I feel. But it becomes racism when it's actual this political or this, I would say, presidential orders or executive order that's
Or money, just financial power.
or financial power, or whether it has to deal with redlining, bank loans, to be able to establish or get a loan to be able to build our own businesses, whether the educational system, the places that you live, the type of health care that you receive, it becomes race, or you can't even go to a certain town after a certain time. You can't go to a certain university. You can't go to certain areas. You're discriminated in the court system. That's when, like I said, racism without power is non-existent. It's just talk. You cannot be racist by definition. Race is some a race of people having the power to execute the way how they feel.
And when it comes down to the conversation of Black folks being racist, because I feel like right now we're in such a space where people are using identity to make decisions, right? And using your financial, I also say where you are in a financial medium to make decisions as well. And I wanted to ask that question when it comes down to race and skin color as far as financial stability. Do you feel like Black folks can be outnumbered in general when it comes down to that financial dollar? Especially when we have so much buying power.
Can we be outnumbered in terms by the mass?
Yeah.
Of course. We might have, and I don't call it, but we don't have real buying power.
I mean, we spend $1 trillion a year.
We have spending power.
Spending power. Okay. I like how you put that. I like how you put that.
Yes, we don't have buying power because we don't buy anything. We buy into the system to make them rich. So it's not really power. Is a weakness. Is we have spending weakness. They call Black people liquid money. Now, and it's true, Black people don't know how to save a dollar or keep it within a community. And like I said, I know it's cliche by now, but if you look during the time, you go back and study the time where Black people did have what is called a buying power when we kept the money within a community during Black Wall Street. That's one of the greatest time to ever study to show you what is the true buying power amongst the people that has the same interest or commonality in mind,
Well,
or what is called a real.
we're definitely seeing buying power right now with what just passed in the Senate yesterday, well, Wednesday, with this bill as far as giving that huge tax break to that 1% and cutting all of the actual programs and assistance for the poor, which is like at
Oh,
an
yeah.
80, I think like an 80%
The
deficit.
80%. Yeah. It's crazy. I know. And check this out. This is Ecclesiastes the 4 verse 1. So I return and consider all the oppression that is done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed. That's talking about us, our tears. We're constantly oppressed to the fact that they're cutting the majority of programs that benefit Black people. That covenant that Black America made in the 60s during like I said, during the Civil Rights Movement to give Black people some type of civil rights. That covenant has come to its final conclusion. The Lord's taking all of that away from you, Black people. And that's Bible prophecy when you read the book of Isaiah chapter 29. That covenant, those glory days of you having type of benefits is done. Nada. The Lord says, y'all niggas don't need nothing because you're so wicked, you're not listening. So the Lord has to create an environment so that it can produce ripe fruit to repentance. Black people don't listen until they get their ass handed to them. Excuse my language. But
Yes.
Black people need to be behind taken apart. They need to be behind whooped in order to wake up and smell the coffees.
We went through
But
400 years of slavery, right?
that's not enough. Black people still, it's
We
not
went through
enough.
400 years of slavery, right?
Black people still
We
ignorant
can't.
of who they are.
You talk about before civil rights was slavery. So I feel like we've been oppressed our entire life. You feel me?
It's
We're only like 200, maybe 250 years removed.
that was a part of the timeline. We're in God's timeline right now. We're coming to during the time of the revival period. So given that freedom or liberty that we had, that was all part of God's plan. But we're in a revival stage, so he has to create an environment so our people can look at things differently from what they see visually, because today our people are comfortable with their jobs,
What
the
you
white
do not think
house.
that this is an effect of being, descendants of slaves? Like, the trauma that we, that's been passed down from generation to generation,
It
like,
is the blacks. 100%. Everything has to do with our trauma, with our, with the, like I said, with the effects of slavery. Everything has to do. But let me finish this. It says, "And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors, there was power, but they had no comforter." You hear what it says? On the side of their oppressor, there was power. There's political power, there's military power, there's economic power, there's power within a presidential, like I said, office, where they can pass executive orders to make us, to afflict us even further than what we are being afflicted.
And Captain, I appreciate you always, and I want to make sure that we get you on next month. We can't keep taking that long break like that. We gotta make sure we keep giving these, different gems throughout the But before I let you go, can you please let the people know how they can find you, stay locked, all that good stuff?
Yes, you can reach back out to us, or you can reach us at IsraelUnite.org, or you can go to our website, www.IsraelUnite.org. www.IsraelUnite.org. You can reach us on our Facebook, IUIC.Philadelphia. You can email us at IUIC.Philadelphia@IsraelUnite.org. Or you can reach out to our Instagram, IUIC Philadelphia.
I appreciate you always, Captain Man. I hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to
Thank
you
you.
next month. It's Juneteenth. I want to talk around that Juneteenth time, that
Okay.
topic as well. So let's make sure we tap in around that time next month.
Nice.
All right, have a good one. Peace.
Too. Thank you.